Axis Mundi.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, friends. Before we jump in today, wanted to say thank you to all of you for your support, all of our patrons and people who reach out to us. We are immensely grateful, and you definitely make this show go. In the new year, we're looking forward to continuing the show and doing it three times a week, but we're basically in a place where we need to continue to raise revenue and raise money in order to do that. For Dan and I, this is a passion project. It's something that takes up a lot of time, especially for me. I'm the writer, the producer, the interviewer, the editor, and all of those things. And so with a newborn and with job responsibilities and all kinds of other things, both Dan and I are basically staring down a scenario where we need to kind of figure out how we can balance all of those obligations with the time it takes to do this show, not just once, not just twice, but three times a week. And so if you have not thought about becoming a patron yet, please think about that today. Or if you would like just an ad-free experience without having to sign up for Patreon and all that stuff, you can find that in our show notes as well. It would really help us. It would really help us continue to do this work. We love it, but it is immensely time-consuming. One of the things we hope to do is hire an editor, which would take a lot of burden off of me and allow me to focus on content and to interviewing great scholars and journalists and to formulating further series and documentaries. And if none of that's possible, we totally understand. We would hope that you would perhaps stop by Apple Podcasts and give us a review. It helps us out immensely, and share all of our stuff on social media. That helps too.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Hello, welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in a partnership with the CAP Center at UCSB. My co-host Dan Miller is out today, had to attend to something that just came up kind of last minute, and so it's just me. Might be a little bit of a shorter weekly roundup, but nonetheless, there's a bunch of important stuff to talk about. I need to start by just saying thank you to all of you. We have a bunch of new patrons, and I can't tell you how much your support means to us and what it does to help us keep this show going the way we do it three times a week. It's just overwhelming. This week in the USA politics charts for podcasts, we were ranked as high as 21, which is sort of ridiculous if you think about it, y'all, because the shows we were kind of hanging around with on those charts are shows from Vox or NBC or Fox or the New York Times, Pod Save the World. I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. This show is me and Dan kind of just doing our best. And we don't have a production team. We don't have a big network that sponsors us. We don't have interns or an editor or producer. It's just me doing the writing and the editing and the interviewing and the scheduling and the planning and all that stuff. So we couldn't do this without you. You're the ones who make it go. And I'm just I'm very thankful and kind of overwhelmed by your support. So thank you. Okay, I want to jump into a bunch of things today. One has to do with the former president and just some ongoing revelations about plans related to January 6th, but also just indications of a very scary future. I want to talk about the Supreme Court and what's happening there and a couple of other issues related to the war on Christmas. So let's start with the former president. Some of you might have heard that his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, was initially cooperating with the January 6th Select Committee and has since then reversed course and changed his mind and is now suing the committee and Nancy Pelosi. It's an absurd suit. It's really just a strategy to run out the clock. But before he got in trouble with Trump and decided got cold feet and decided not to cooperate, he handed over a document that's been making waves for those who are paying attention. And the document is titled Election Fraud, Foreign Interference, and Options for 6 January. And it's a PowerPoint presentation. And this is what the Trump team was using to basically outline their plan to overthrow a free and fair election before January 6th. I mean, Charles Pierce, writing at Esquire, you know, likens it to the smoking gun tapes related to Watergate. If this is a smoking gun, I'm not sure. One of the things about it, though, is it seems really idiotic and really comical, but here we are. So let me just go through this because I think it's just worth sort of paying attention here to the kinds of machinations that were happening leading up to January 6th to basically overthrow our government. And I don't want to lose sight of that. And I want to relate this in a minute to 2022 and the midterms and some things that happened this week. So the talking points that are listed in this doc are the Chinese systematically gained control over our election system, constituting a national security emergency. The electronic voting machines were compromised and cannot be trusted to provide an accurate vote count. To restore confidence, the, quote, fail-safe of counting the paper ballots must be used to determine who won the election for president, senators, and congressional representatives. Hand counts reported by the media are not really hand counts and easily subverted. And so there's a ton of information here that kind of goes into more detail. I don't know where to start. Let me just first stop and say, think about the kind of the view that's governing this document. The Chinese systematically took over our system, and therefore we have to do a hand count. Okay, it's a classic move by the right and by the Trump administration. Blame any problem on outsiders, and no need to provide detailed evidence. No need to actually have the data. It's just if you can invent a big bad other that comes from elsewhere, okay, whether it's Mexico or China or shithole countries, according to Donald Trump, then, right, you have a winning strategy to scare people.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.